To start off here today, I want to start with Hebrews 11, verses 1 through 6. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 through 6. We'll just use the NLT. It's a very easy to read translation. And some of you may be using the NLT, but I know there's so many translations out there now, but I read a lot of them. But Hebrews 11, 1 through 6 in the NLT. That's where we'll start. What is faith? Well, that's a good question. It is the confident assurance that what we hope for is going to happen. Now, it is the evidence of things we cannot yet see. In other words, faith, you have to believe that God has done what He said, and you receive it by faith. And you release that faith with your tongue. That's the way you do it. Now then, I'll tell you for sure that when you learn these scriptures, when I walked into the hospital a few years ago, 9 years ago, when my little granddaughter was laying there, tore all to pieces, when the doctors made this statement to me, I said, "What is her condition?" Of course, when I looked at her and saw her face tore all to pieces and her head twice its size and all those cuts and lacerations and the blood running out, eyes, ears, nose, mouth, everywhere there was a place in her body that blood could run out, and even places where it wasn't supposed to run out, where her face was cut open, blood was running out. I said, "What is the diagnosis, doc?" And he said, "Well, three of us doctors have done a complete diagnosis of her, and first of all," he says, "her brain stem is severed, her eyes are jerked out of her brain, her skull is crushed in five places, her face, as you can see, is tore all to pieces, every organ in her body is damaged somewhere, her right knee is crushed, and her left leg is broken right below her knee and right above her ankle. I'm sorry, Mr. Scrivener, it's over for your granddaughter." Now then, we as Christians are either going to receive that or we're not going to receive that. Now, most of us, and just a few years ago before that, I would have just received that and said, "Well, then there's nothing can be done." No, that's right, sir. I'm sorry. Nothing can be done. Medically, nothing can be done. Nothing can be done. But what is faith? What is faith? It says, faith is the confident assurance that what we hope for is going to happen. In other words, I knew some of these promises of God, in fact, a whole lot of them, and I stood on these promises. Now then, this may help a lot of you. I stood on these promises and I didn't see any results. Have you ever tried to stand on God's promises and didn't see any results? Sure. Everybody has. All of us have. You know, because God does not do miracles all the time. He does healings all the time. If you've got your sins repented of, He will heal you. But there's a difference between a healing and a miracle. Now, a miracle would have been if I'd have said, "Father, in the name of Jesus, you said," and quoted your word and said, "I'm standing on it and asked you to do a miracle healing on my granddaughter," and she jumped up off the bed and started running around saying, "Granddaddy, I'm good." Now, that would have been a miracle, wouldn't it not? But it didn't happen like that. I stood on these promises, and I stood on these promises, and I stood on these promises, and I didn't see any results. So, you know, you don't know what's happening, but faith is the confident assurance that what we hope for is going to happen. I believed with all my heart the promises of God, which are yes and amen. I stood on these wonderful promises, and I believe with all my heart they were going to manifest, and my granddaughter was going to get up off of that bed and run and play again. Well, I mean, after you stand on them for a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks, of course, I am very grateful that after two weeks, the little face, now then, you know, you got to remember that God said, in fact, let me go to the scripture I used right here, John 15:7. Now, I want you to see that in John 15:7, it has a requirement. This just don't work for every Christian. It works for only those that meet the requirements. So look at what John 15 says. But if you stay joined to me and my words remain in you. Now then, that's not a normal, everyday, average Christian. A lot of people call themselves Christians. And you say, well, would you quote your favorite 10 verses for me? And they almost pass out. There's going to be a test today. Before we can leave today, you're going to have to be able to quote to me 10 verses before, without your Bible, or you can't get out of church today. Some of you are going to be here for a while. But some of you got it down. Some of you will quote 10 and then 10 more and 10 more and 10 more. But those of you that know the Word, you're the ones that fit this criteria. See, the Lord says, but if you stay joined to me and my words remain in you, then you can ask any request you like and it will be granted to you. Now, isn't that an awesome thing? So you see, lots of Christians try to make God's Word work. I remember that years ago when Sharon came to me, she came to a healing school like this on a Saturday afternoon. And when she came up for prayer, she said, Pastor, first I want you to know I've never heard the Word preached like you preach it today. But she said, I want you to know that I go to a big church in North Dallas and I have been prayed for over 100 times with no results. Now, isn't that amazing? Now, see, that happens to lots of people. I told her, I said, well, young lady, did you repent of all your sins before you were prayed for? Well, no, I don't guess I did. I said, how long have you had your problem? She says, 30 years. I said, well, what did you do 30 years ago that was sin? Well, she thought of something. And, you know, she just moved in with a young boy for a month or so. Now, I know that's not sin, is it? You don't think moving in with a young boy that's not married to him, you don't think that's sin? I mean, the world don't think it is no more. But let me tell you, in God's book, that's still sin. And so it caused a car wreck, which caused a whiplash, which caused a back injury. And then she'd been to the doctor for the last 27 years, anywhere from two or three times a week, you know, for 27 years, and had never been without pain in her back. And now then, the sin is continuing to escalate. Now that she has brain tumors. Now then, she's got an arm that don't work like it's supposed to. A hip that don't work like it's supposed to. She's got allergies and all asthmas and all kinds of problems. And now then, in her late 40s, she can't even drive her own car. Now, how would you like to be that sick by the time you're 50 years old? See, by the time you're 50, you're supposed to be, that's what we call mid-age. You're just now supposed to be ready to really get going and do something, right? I mean, you're really supposed to be able to have some knowledge and some wisdom and some strength. You're supposed to be able to do great and wonderful things when you get to be 50. But this girl couldn't even drive her own car. So I said, have you confessed your sin? I guess I haven't. I said, well, that's why you didn't get your prayer answered. Number one, you have to confess your sin. Okay, so she said, Lord, I'm sorry that I moved in with this boy when I was 17 or 18, whatever it was. I'm so sorry I did that, Lord. Will you please forgive me? Now then, if you confess your sin to God, will He forgive you every time? Now, is He an awesome God? If He wasn't an awesome God, we'd all be in trouble in His room, wouldn't we? We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. We all know that. So she confessed her sin and God forgave her. Then I says, what scripture did you use to base your faith on? She said, what do you mean? I said, God watches over His word to perform His word. He doesn't watch over mine and your words. He watches over His words to perform His word. So I said, what scripture did you use to base your faith on? Well, she said, I didn't use a scripture. I said, well, you see what you got. Nothing. When you stand on my words, if my words are not Jesus' words, what are you going to get? Does He have to honor my words? Only if my words are His words, right? You're absolutely right. Only if my words are His words will He honor His word. He don't honor just what I go around talk about. He honors only His word. Well, She had never found a scripture, these great and awesome promises. She had never got one. So today we used one. I said, now then, although you tell me you've been prayed for 100 times, you've not met the criteria. I said, now then, if you've confessed your sin, now then that we've got a promise that God give us, and now then I'm going to pray for you in faith. God says you have to pray in faith, because without faith it's impossible to please Him. We're going to see in just a minute. So I prayed for Sharon that day. Now this girl had been prayed for over 100 times by who knows how many different people. I'm sure some of them were pastors. Maybe some of them were healing evangelists. Maybe the Sunday school teachers or deacons or elders or whatever. But over 100 times with no results over the years. Now then we did everything God says the way He says do it. And guess what happened to that girl that Saturday afternoon? She got healed. She got healed. All of her problems went away. Today, this lovely lady sitting back there in the back. Hold up your hand, Sharon, so everybody know who you are. Hold your hand up high. Let them know who you are. See this beautiful girl back here in the back? That's Sharon. That's a girl that used to couldn't do anything. Now then, she can run and play, and she does all kinds, and has a good time, don't you, Sharon? But she's completely healed. Now see, all those years, how would you like to have back pain for 27 years? Now see, that's what she had. For 27 years, she suffered. She didn't know that she had to get rid of sin. She had to find God's Word. But now then, she knows. And of course, I got real tickled at her the other day. I have to tell this on her every once in a while. Now then, she's learned how it works. I mean, you know, she come in and she said, Pastor, what am I going to do with these people that call in? I said, what do you mean? She said, they just don't get it. I said, Sharon, you're going to be patient with them. That's what you're going to do. When they get off the phone with you, they need to feel like they've had a meeting with the King, with Jesus. I said, you're going to be patient with them. I said, was the King patient with you? Well, she said, yes, he was for a long time. See, she didn't get it overnight either. You know how I know? I didn't get it overnight either. It took me a long, long time of studying God's Word before I got it. Well, that's why we teach healing schools every month, trying to build your faith.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, His Divine Power Gives Us Everything We Need, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.